Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suites, we look at nutrition and heart health. In conjunction with World Heart Day, Nature's Wonders has launched a social media fitness challenge to encourage and promote the importance of a balanced and sustainable heart healthy lifestyle. Titled hashtag NWTAP for Healthy Heart Challenge, the campaign seeks the public's participation in an effort to raise proceeds towards the Singapore Heart Foundation. We speak to Lim Kiat, senior nutritionist at Singapore Heart Foundation, to find out more. Coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. On the phone with me, Lim Kiat, senior nutritionist at Singapore Heart Foundation. We speak about healthy heart foods to help keep cardiovascular disease at bay. Lim Kiat, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Now, first and foremost, tell us about Nature's Wonder, hashtag NWTAP for Healthy Heart Challenge. We know the campaign seeks the public's participation in an effort to raise proceeds towards the Singapore Heart Foundation, and members of the public can show their support for the challenge on Instagram and Facebook from now until the 28th of October 2020. So you tell us, what do we need to do to get involved?
It's actually very simple. I think all you need to do is a fitness challenge. It's actually launched to help promote a more health-conscious society at a time where many of us are faced with a common health risk. I think, in fact, we are actually very heartened that Nature Wonders introduced this challenge to encourage more individuals to foster and sustain healthier living habits, including healthy snacking as part of a balanced and healthy lifestyle. And for the challenge, I think all one needs to do is to commit to as many shoulder taps as they can do while doing a straight arm plank for 1 minute. And for every shoulder tap being made, $1 will actually be donated to the Singapore Heart Foundation United Hearts Fund, where the funds raised will go towards sustaining our community programs, providing highly subsidized cardiac rehab for patients, equipping the public with resources to perform CPR and AED during cardiac emergencies, and supporting needy heart patients. But do remember to hashtag NWTAP for Healthy Heart and post your challenge entry on Facebook or Instagram to show your support before the challenge ends on 28 October, which is just a couple of weeks left. I think we look forward to the support of the listeners tuning in at this time of the day.
Okay, we have been talking about cardiovascular disease on this show. You know, it is the leading cause of death worldwide. In Singapore, yep, almost one out of three deaths are attributed in one way, shape or form to heart disease or stroke. And one of the ways we know to lower the risk of developing heart cardiovascular disease is to improve our diet. This is where you come in.
Yes.
Talk to us about what that really means. What are heart healthy foods?
I think before I go into that, I just want to share a few things about cardiovascular disease as well. I think when it comes to heart disease and stroke combined, it's actually also the leading cause of death among women in Singapore. But many are still unaware of the dangers posed by this silent killer. And I think one of the things that is really worrying is that based on the SHF Heart Health Survey, which we conducted in 2018, I mean, although 8 out of 10 Singaporeans have a good knowledge of heart disease, yet close to half are actually not exercising enough, mainly because they are unwilling to change their current lifestyle or believe that they are not at risk of heart disease. I think furthermore, statistics has also suggest that 6 out of the 10 Singaporeans, in particularly those aged 45 to 64 years old, face the risk of being overweight and obese, putting them at higher risk of heart diseases and other health problems.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, particularly about women, because last week I did speak with a cardiologist and we talked about exactly this, that cardiovascular disease is one of the biggest killers of women in Singapore, 6 times more than breast cancer, for example. But most women don't realize that we are at risk. So I'm so glad you just drove that point home that we started to make last week on this show. But, you know, again, you're right. And a lot of us are pretty complacent when it comes to cardiovascular disease. So obviously we need to exercise more and we need to do all those things. But, you know, Singaporeans love food.
me too.
So you have to tell us what it is that we can eat or should eat more of. And then we can talk about what we should avoid to keep our hearts healthy.
Yes, I think the good news is that, I mean, although we are all at risk towards cardiovascular disease, I mean, by eating right, you can actually significantly lower our risk towards it. I think, for instance, I mean, eating a healthy, balanced diet that incorporates a variety of nutrient-rich food can actually lower our risk of heart disease and its associated risk factors such as excess weight, hypertension, high blood cholesterol, and diabetes as well.
Okay, so since Nature's Wonder brought this up, I just wanted to share with everyone that Nature's Wonder has got a heart health mix, nut mix. I love nuts. I have to eat nuts when I'm watching TV. I know it's a bad habit. But they have this thing called the Mighty Mix, which has got walnuts and macadamias and dehydrated fruit in it, blueberries and stuff like that, which is yummy. But I was also told when the first time I bought it that it's quite healthy for you. So are nuts healthy for you is my question.
I think for nuts itself, I think a lot of individuals sometimes perceive it as fattening. But to clarify is that yes, nuts do contain fat, but mainly monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are actually known as good fats that can help to lower our cholesterol. I think in addition, it's also been packed with other nutrients such as fiber, protein, which can keep us full for a longer period of time. So actually, I mean, if it's consumed in the right amount, weight gain shouldn't be of much of a concern. And as for the recommended intake, usually we recommend that it's around one handful per day. That will be actually beneficial for our heart health as well.
Okay, we're speaking with Lim Kiat, Senior Nutritionist at Singapore Heart Foundation. Within a daily food intake, give us an idea of how much heart-healthy foods we should be eating, and then give us some hints as to how we can mix it up so we don't get bored.
Okay. A simple way to do so is to actually take reference from the Singapore Heart Foundation Heart Smart Eating Plate, which actually aims to promote healthy eating habits and portion control. So for reference, I think in a meal, regardless if it's breakfast, lunch or dinner, we should have around half plate of fruits and vegetables, a quarter plate of protein, ideally your white meat or plant protein, and a quarter of whole grains. And I think most importantly, I do agree as well, we have to have a mixture of it, I mean, so that we don't get bored. And in addition, it also helps us to maximize our nutrient intake, which is why we always like to say a rainbow full of diet will actually help to keep the doctor away as well.
Okay, so that's actually, can I just say, for the layman like me, a bit confusing, because where does my curry and my sambal belacan fit into your healthy plate?
Okay, this one is a little bit, okay, so it depends. Okay, for example, if let's say it's curry chicken. So for curry chicken, it'll be more towards the protein component because it falls within the meat area. Okay, and protein is actually important for us to build and repair muscle. So a typical balanced meal will look something like, maybe I can use a economic rice example.
Sure.
So it would be a rice. I mean, followed by one portion of meat. So it could be either your chicken or your egg or even your tofu. And half plate, okay, which is probably you should actually choose two types of vegetables. So that would be something that we would consider something like a balanced meal if you're dining out as well.
Okay, so if we think of our chicken curry, then that is our protein dose. All right, I got it. Because, you know, a lot of the time, I can't eat if there's no curry or sambal on my plate.
It goes well together.
This is the Asian girl and me coming out, you know. All right, now, a lot of us look to comfort foods like fast foods, potato chips and stuff like that. Are you saying that we shouldn't be eating them, or are there better comfort foods that would be better for our hearts?
I mean, I wouldn't say that we should totally avoid fast food, potato chips and all sorts, because sometimes we do have some cravings, and I mean, it, sometimes it makes us feel better as well. Mm. But of course, there are actually healthier alternatives that we can go for. I mean, for example, if you're craving for something sweet or something like a dessert, usually I recommend going for like low-fat plain yogurt with some fruits and some unsalted baked nuts. I mean, not only is it refreshing, it's also good for our heart and gut health as well. I think alternatively, if you're craving for something savory, you can also smash some avocado along with some tomatoes, capsicum, herbs and spices to prepare a guacamole to go along with some big tortilla chips or your toast as well.
Oh, so you can actually make a healthier guacamole.
Definitely. And it's fun as well because you can customize it to your own liking. Like for me, I like to add some chili padi in it to add some spice to it.
So you see, you understand that I need to have my chili on my plate.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Now let's talk about the people who are recovering from or are being treated for cardiovascular disease. Are there dietary considerations for them which are different from the average person trying to stay healthy?
I think essentially, be it a healthy individual or a cardiac individual, I think for good health, the dietary consideration is almost the same, where we should ideally have a healthy, balanced meal, but being mindful about the sugar, salt, and bad fats intake. But of course, if he or she who is recovering from or being treated from cardiovascular disease, they may be on certain medication, and that is where they need to have certain key dietary consideration. So, for example, if the individual is on warfarin, which is a kind of blood thinning medication, he or she will actually have to be mindful of vitamin K-rich food, such as green leafy vegetables, as vitamin K will actually affect the medication efficacy.
Right, okay. Now, let's be honest. It's been a challenge for us to stay healthy and keep a regular exercise regime through COVID-19. Well, you know, from the time of circuit breaker, now we're slowly starting to get back out there. What should we be thinking about in terms of diet to complement being able to get back to regular exercise?
I think one thing that we always have to remember is that diet and exercise actually works hand in hand. I think there's no such thing that you can eat anything because you exercise, or otherwise just eating healthy without any physical activity. So, and in fact, a good diet actually provides us with the fuel and the resources to exercise better and to recover from our exercise too. So, in general, for pre-workout meal, it should ideally contain mainly carbohydrates and some protein, and should ideally be consumed around 1 to 2 hours before your workout. Because the carbs will actually give you the energy to power through the workout, while a small amount of protein may help build muscle and aid muscle recovery. So some of the simple meals I would recommend is like a fruit and maybe a handful of unsalted baked nuts. But I mean, of course, because when we exercise, we work out our muscles so they grow stronger. What we eat after the workout should help our muscles repair and grow, which is why which is where protein will actually do the work. But we also want to restock our fuel supplies. So besides protein, I think make sure you actually get enough carbohydrates in your post-workout meal as well.
All right.
So, and most important, must always remember to hydrate.
And always hydrate. Okay.
Yes.
Now, so let's go back to Nature's Wonders, hashtag NWTAP for healthy heart. Of somebody who hasn't been planking, for example, just starting back out, but they want to get involved, they want to do the challenge as well. Is there anything we should alert them of, or let they should be, you know, a little bit careful of how long to do it, what to eat, and or whatever, you know, just make sure that they do it healthily and they have fun doing it?
I think similar to all other exercises or healthy living habits, I would say listen to your body and take baby steps. Do it progressively. I mean, if you haven't been exercising and you would like to participate in this campaign, start by going slowly. Just do probably a couple of sets in 5 until you're comfortable. Listen to your body, and I think that would be the way to go.
All right. Now, before I let you go, does the Singapore Heart Foundation have resources and information for those of us who now, having listened to this, want more information, or maybe they're vulnerable for cardiovascular disease? Where can we go for more information?
Definitely. I think for listeners who are interested, I mean, do feel free to check out the Singapore Heart Foundation website at www.myheart.org.sg, where we have a wide array of resources available, including healthy eating tips, healthy living know-hows, and courses such as CPR and AED certification course. And I think if you have missed our National Heart Week, World Heart Day Virtual, which was held on 3rd and 4th October, you may also visit www.nhwwhdvirtual.sg to find out more heart health information, hearty tips and exhibits.
All right. And just before you go, you set the record straight for us. Nuts are not fattening if you eat them in a good proportion. So you said about a handful of nuts a day?
Yep.
All right.
So if you have a bigger hand, lucky you. So it's around 42 grams, around 42 grams.
Can I borrow my husband's hand?
On some days, maybe cheat days.
We've been speaking with Lim Kiat, Senior Nutritionist at Singapore Heart Foundation, to find out more about nature's wonder. Hashtag NWTAP for Healthy Heart Challenge. Lim Kiat, thank you for the tips to get our heart in better shape. We've really appreciated the information.
Thank you, Clarissa.
It's my pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.